Słuchasz Radio Rampa.
My name is Paul Chowanski. I live in Seagirt, New Jersey. I am 65 years old, and I was born in Shenandoah, Pennsylvania, to a family who originated from Poland, who came to this country to work in the coal mines in the anthracite coal mining region of Pennsylvania. My great-grandfather came here in 1883 with his wife, Juliana, and infant son, Joseph. I lived in Pennsylvania for 5 years till about 1958-59. Then my father came to New Jersey, to where we lived in Raritan, New Jersey, till I got married in 1976. And he came to New Jersey because coal mining, the work there, he ran big machines on strip mines in the area, and the work was not plentiful anymore. Oil was taking over the place of coal, and he came to New Jersey to look for better work and a better life for his family. And now I live down in a beautiful shore area town, and I'm very proud of my heritage.
And that's beautiful, that's wonderful, and that's why you want to get back to your roots, and you want to go to Poland, you want to get to know more about your past. Can you tell us a little bit about that? What's your goal? And also, how anyone can help you? What information are you interested in getting in particular?
Well, my great-grandfather, Joachim Chowanski, and I understand it should be pronounced Chowanski or Chowanski. As everybody knows, names change. It's so hard tracing back the names. I could find our names spelled probably five different ways on different documents. But my great-grandfather, who came to this country in 1883, he came from a region of Galicia or Galicia?
Galicia, yes, that's in Polish, Galicia. Mm-hmm.
And from all the paperwork I found, the village was named Jussi Ruski, and now, in present day, it is Jussi Gorliki. He and my grandmother both came from this village, and we could trace their roots back five generations to Althanas Chowanski, who was born in around 1754. My grandmother, Juliana Kronitsky, but then we also find her name goes back to the village of Jussi Ruski as Kronicki, if I'm pronouncing, I'm probably not pronouncing that correctly, but she, I'm trying to think where, she came from the same village, and what I would love to do is to be able to connect with people that apparently are relatives in that village, and to be able to explore where my great-grandparents came from. On my grandmother's side, Anna Racis was her name. Her father, Paul Racis, came to this country in 1893, and I'm named after my great-grandfather on my maternal grandmother's side. And he came from a town, a small village called Postowili in Slovakia, Poland, very northeastern section, so completely the opposite end of where my fraternal great-grandparents on my father's side came from. And I understand there are many racists living in that little village and area, in that region of Poland, which is very close from what I could see on the map to Lithuania. And I would also love to go there and visit and connect with relatives. I have found a woman on the internet who I followed who helps many people. She's in Poland. Her name is Helena, and she has helped me greatly in understanding the history of much of Poland. And one of the things, the quotes that helped me connect with her was a quote she put on Facebook that said, "Does not matter who a person is today, how he lives, where he lives, but when he learns the history of his family, he becomes strong. Then he only understands his behavior. The person acquires a new strength. He stands in front of the world in a new armor. I know that feeling," she says. "It is great to draw strength from the history of your ancestors. Just filling the vacuum is wonderful." And that's how I initially answered her, made a reply to her connection. And since that day, she has helped me trace much of my family, even to the point of telling me that my family descends from nobility in the Commonwealth of Lithuania in, you know, like the 1500s. So I am just so excited about learning about the past. And of course, it's at this point in my life, because I'm retired, that I'm doing that. And I have the time, because it is very time consuming.
And it's not easy. And I think your story should be inspiring to many other of our listeners who are maybe willing to find out about their ancestry. And that's beautiful you do it. You mentioned why. I think the last couple words you said, it's the explanation why you do it. And how did it affect you already? Once you found out some information, you said you found out something already, even the last news you gave me. Like, how does it make you feel?
It makes me feel wonderful, and I share it with my grandsons, and my grandsons are so interested in hearing all the new discoveries I find, and to teach them the history of the area and the locations that I speak about. And through having my DNA done, I have found relatives here in New Jersey that I didn't even know existed, and through many connections through the DNA process, I have been able to have these people that I've connected with that are related have shared much of their research, which has taken over 20 years in one instance, where they traced the genealogy of the Chowanski family back to the 1700s, which I don't think I could ever achieve doing that research in my lifetime. And just by broadening the scope of the people that you connect with, it just fills in so many blanks. And then when I discover things on the internet, I help other people with things, because now I know names and places, and then I share things I find with these people, which then helps them go back a little further, even with their families. So it's just a wonderful time helping each other out, and I've worked with people, shared stuff with people from Florida all the way to Utah. So the internet is great, because many people, you go on a Polish genealogy Facebook page, and if you need something translated or you can't find a place that was on a military draft registration card for World War I in this country, and you can't find it on the map, you put it over the internet, and there are so many great people in Lithuania and Poland who will turn around and tell you where that place is present day. The name has changed, so you can't find it on the map, but they find it for you. So it's just wonderful.
That's a great resource. So thank you so much for sharing that. And we wish you a lot of luck. And I wish that you meet a lot of people who would help you on your way. If there is anyone interested in helping, please also contact Radio Rampa, and we will get you in touch with our guest today. So, Paul, thank you so much for being with us.
And thank you, Monica, for being so nice.
Słuchasz Radio Rampa.